Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our video feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Subscribe to our video feed. A lot of content there every single day and week. And, of course, we now get set for one of the great Sundays of the sports calendar, the NFC and AFC championships. Really, it's the final football Sunday of the year. Super Bowl Sunday to me has always been a totally different animal. It just feels different. It's just one game. This is our final one. And oh, look, we all wish the Eagles were there. They sputtered out. But I love these matchups. I love what we've gotten in, you know, despite not having the Eagles. These two matchups are awesome. Kansas City, Mahomes and Reed against the best team from pillar to post this year, the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, the night one, the second game, the Lions, the upstart Lions, who I've been in on all year, but telling you that from week one of the season, against the San Francisco 49ers. So let's dive in. I've got a lot of takes here on these games. I'm going to give you my picks. Obviously, against the spread, I'll throw a same-game parlay for each game you could put together over at FanDuel Sportsbook. As well for each of these games, so props that I do like. But let's start with the first game. It is the Chiefs at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens, a 3.5-point favorite over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, so there's a lot to hit on here. We know the Chiefs coming off a major win last week. We know the Ravens coming off a sloppy start, but that they got it together and rolled. I mean, one thing to mention, and it's got to be off the bat with the Ravens, they've dominated good teams better than anyone in the NFL in a long time. And the Ravens have a resume that if they polish this off and finish it off with two victories, this game obviously, and then a Super Bowl, you know, we're going to probably talk about the Ravens and figure out where we place them in the pantheon of great teams. That's how good they've been. They've trailed for a very brief period of time the entire season. They have been that dominant of a football team. Lamar Jackson playing his best football right now. I think he's playing better, smarter football than he did when he won the MVP. They have a relentless and deep defense. I love Zay Flowers. They got the offensive line rolling. It's all rolling in Baltimore. Of course, this will be the first Baltimore home championship game since the Colts at 71. So M&T Bank Stadium is going to be rolling. The other side, it's Reed. It's Mahomes. It's what they do. They've revved it up with Pacheco and Rice. They figured out an offense, and they've got so many good players and well-coached on that side of the football. So I think when you look at this game, a couple things stand out to me. Who's healthier? And that would be Baltimore. Baltimore has every one on their roster ready to go and healthy for this game. Pretty remarkable. They remind me a lot of the Eagles last year. They really do in terms of taking advantage of good health, the mobile quarterback playing well, good coordinators, well-coached, deep on the pass rush. There's a lot of them that have been really, you know, similar between this year's team and last year's Eagles. Defense. Chiefs, 10th in EPA on defense. Ravens, one of the best defenses. This just feels like a defensive game, but the Ravens' offense is what might separate it. Now, I know Mahomes on one side, but boy, Lamar, 94 QBR against Houston. He has been really outstanding for the whole season. That's why he's going to win the MVP. Now, a couple of things. The health favors the Ravens, clearly. They're healthier. Joe Thuney banged up. We'll see if he could go and what he could do, but I'm not counting on that for the Kansas City Chiefs. Plus, a rest advantage. It's just one day, but I think it's an advantage for the Ravens who played last Saturday. Meanwhile, the Chiefs and Bills played the final game on Sunday. All right, so since 2003, there have been 11 teams to enter the conference championship game coming off a win of 20-plus points. Those teams 5-6 against the spread. So is this spread inflated? I don't think it is. I think the spread is fair for this particular game. You know, is it a lot of points to give Mahomes? Of course. You give Mahomes more than a field goal, you instinctively want to bet him. But, same time, this is a Chiefs now back-to-back road game, and it's not easy travel. Right? They had to go all the way to Buffalo, go back, and then go back to the East Coast again. Meanwhile, the Ravens playing their fourth consecutive home game this weekend, and that they haven't played on the road since Christmas Day. Ravens are going to be the ninth team to play their fourth consecutive home game entering a conference championship last 20 years. It's a lot of home cooking. So that means you end the season on a home, you know, little home thing, you know, home bunch of home games in a row, and then you start the playoffs, obviously, with home field at home. The last seven and one straight up in this spot. That's a Ravens, that's certainly towards the Ravens. 11 wins this season versus teams with a winning record. It's a pretty remarkable. And think about this. It's pretty remarkable they've beaten that many good teams, but 9 of those 11 wins have been by 14-plus points. That's ridiculous. It's the most wins versus teams with a winning record. They have the most. The 2004 Patriots had 10. The 2003 Patriots had 10. The 1979 Pittsburgh Steelers had 10. The previous three teams to have double-digit wins against teams, you know, with winning records, they all won the Super Bowl. So a lot of this points to the Ravens. I'm going to pick Baltimore in this game. I like Baltimore to win this game. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I know how risky it is against Mahomes. I realize what he's done. I know it's Reed. I get all that. But I'm getting the health. I'm getting a big home field advantage here. Although, do you worry about the Chiefs? Not really, but they do have, you know, they have young players in certain spots. I'm not worried about the Chiefs on the road, but I give an advantage there to Baltimore. I don't think the quarterback disparity is gigantic. Obviously, you'd rather have Mahomes, but I don't think it's gigantic. I just think this is Baltimore's time. It's their moment. They've been the best team. I believe they take care of business in this game. They win it. Will it be close? Yeah, I think it probably will. 27-23 is kind of what's in my brain. So you're right there by the half point, by the number, covering barely. Same game parlay for this game, one I like a lot. Ravens -3.5 and a pair of touchdowns to put in. Zay Flowers, Isaiah Pacheco. I believe that pays out about 11-1. I like that one. Ravens -3.5, Flowers touchdown, Pacheco touchdown for a same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, now let's get to the game that I am. So, like, I can't wait for the Chiefs and Ravens. Great game. Storylines abound. Can Lamar get there? You know, is Mahomes going to just inch his way closer and closer to GOAT status, you know, halfway through, or maybe not even 40% through of his career? You know, where is he versus the Brady and Montana track? That's all awesome. But this one, the second game, I can't wait for it. It's such a cool matchup between two teams that, first of all, have stacked rosters. 49ers roster, we know, stacked. But the Lions roster, as you go through it, it's, man, like Goff, Sewell, Ragnow, Gibbs, Montgomery, St. Brown, Laporta, boom, 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 boom. Defense, Hutchinson, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Brian Branch. I mean, they've got players all over the field that are big-time, significant players that could affect this game. So I don't think roster-wise there is a major difference between these two teams. Coaching-wise, they're different. There's certainly different coaches. You know, Shanahan compared to a Dan Campbell, but they're both really good. They're both really effective. And here's why I believe in the Lions in this spot. I believe they have a real chance to not only win this football game, but to win the game outright. And I could be dead wrong, but I believe that. The 49ers are a poor run defense. It first caught my attention in a significant way watching them play the Arizona Cardinals in December. Arizona ran for over 200 on the 49ers. 200 yards. If you allow anybody in the NFL to run for 200 yards on you, there's a problem. There is a problem with that. And I'm wondering and this is kind of an offshoot, but I'm wondering if Javon Hargrave is part of that problem. The Eagles were not a good run defense with him last year. He goes to the 49ers. They're not a good run defense. I'm wondering if he's part of the problem, but that's either here or there. 49ers aren't good against the run, especially on the outside run. What do the Lions want to do? They want to run the football. They want to control the clock. Gibbs and Montgomery. And I have a feeling, and this is why this game goes one of two ways. I have a feeling that Dan Campbell is going to be ultra aggressive. Anytime he's over the 40 or 45 and it's a fourth and short, he's going for it. I don't believe the Lions defense could contain the 49ers offense for four quarters. But if they only have a certain number of possessions they have to do it, it shortens the game. The Lions offense has to be the driving force. Campbell's decision making has to be the driving force. Third and fourth down have to be the driving force. Okay, the 49ers are not great in terms of allowing third and fourth downs, and the Lions are good at converting them. They're not good at stopping the run. The Lions are good at running the football. That's the key to the Lions staying on the field. Lions last week ran for 114. We know they like to run the football. I think this is where it is. This is where it is. And look, on defense, the 49ers have some talent, obviously, but their big thing is they defend the deep pass. That's not really the Lions' offense. Lions' offense is intermediate stuff, short stuff, and it's running the football. So I think it's like kind of a strength versus strength or strength versus weakness around. And I think this game's going to have a lot of points. I mean, I do think the Lions' offense will come to play. I also think Purdy's going to bounce back and play much, much better. The Lions are 30th in EPA allowing, you know, passes for opposing dropback. I mean, they're opportunistic. They'll make some plays. They'll take the football away. But this isn't a good Lions pass defense. Baker threw on them. Stafford threw on them. Everybody threw on them. I think it's a big game. The weather's supposed to be pretty nice. So two quarterbacks that need the elements to play well. We know Purdy doesn't play well in rain. And Goff has always been a guy that's better indoors, better nice weather, Southern California. That's what he needs. So I believe we are going to get a much better Purdy. I think the Lions are going to, you know, allow some points here. Now, maybe they make a play, and the status of Debo is going to be a huge part of this. Can he go? Can he stay on the field? Can he be effective? And I understand this would be a major upset. I mean, think about the biggest upsets on this weekend, you know, since 2000. Patriots with Brady's first one at the Steelers in 02. Ravens at the Patriots, 2013. Giants at the Packers. This game kind of reminds me of that. That Giants team in 07 at the Packers. And, you know, they beat them 23-20. They were 7.5-point underdogs. The Titans with Steve McNair in Jacksonville were 7-point underdogs. Bengals at the Chiefs a couple years ago, 7-point underdogs. The Lions, as we sit here today over at FanDuel Sportsbook, they are 7.5-point underdogs. But, I mean, we're watching right now the best stretch of against the spread covering with this Lions team under Campbell since the 16-18 Patriots. I mean, the Lions have 10 against the spread wins in three straight seasons. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. The Lions had one of those since 95, they had one of those. That was 2010. I mean, they just don't do this. They don't. Now they've become this team that cannot not cover the spread, basically. But watch out for Debo. If you're going to put your bet in late, wait for Debo news. 49ers 12-1 straight up, 10-3 against the spread when Debo Samuel starts and finishes the game. So, you know, that could be a live look as well. He goes in, but he comes out. Watch for that. They are 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread when he does it. He is the linchpin to that offense. He leads the Niners with targets and receptions when they are leading this season. And he's first in yards per rush attempt for the team when leading too. They lean on him. He's their knockout punch guy. They need Debo Samuel in this game. And my comparison for the Lions, and then we'll get you a same game parlay for this game, is they remind me of a team in the NBA that shoots a lot of threes. You see this in the playoffs a lot. And when you're on and you're shooting 53s, you could beat anyone. Heck, you could beat anyone by margin. And when you shoot 43s and you have a tough night and you make 20% of them, you're going to lose. And I view that with the Lions going up against a better team in the 49ers. And what I mean by it is, I believe Dan Campbell will be ultra aggressive. I believe they'll go for fourth downs. They won't settle for field goals. If they hit on a good number of their fourth downs and their red zone attempts, they can win this football game. There's no doubt in my mind. There's also a blowout factor, and this is what happened, because you look back at the game they lost to the Ravens in October when they went to Baltimore, got totally blown out. Campbell's going for fourth down first quarter, and they're not working. All of a sudden, they're in a hole, and they can't dig out of it. So there's blowout potential, and I understand if you're on the 49ers side, you're counting on that. I'm just saying, when they can run the football, and the 49ers can't stop it, and they can move it with Goff through the air, and they have Amon-Ra St. Brown against a suspect corner duo with the 49ers, I believe there is a real path for the Lions to keep this game close. Ultimately, I believe the 49ers have just a little bit more, and the Lions are very close, but not quite ready for the money line upset. I will take the Lions plus the 7.5. I believe they can win this game, likely to lose it close. 30-27 is in my mind. I like the over on the game at 51.5. I think this is going to be an outstanding football game. It will not surprise me if the Detroit Lions win. I have picked the Niners to win the Super Bowl from the jump this season. I will hold on to that. Purdy plays much, much better without the elements. Let's hit you with a same-game parlay for the Lions and the 49ers. I got a four-legger here. Anytime touchdown. Montgomery. David Montgomery for the Lions. Over 80.5 receiving yards. I believe he's the beneficiary of a, you know, a Lions corner duo that's not great. And the uncertain status of Samuel. Give me Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk, over 80.5 yards. I'll take the Lions plus the point, 7.5, and I'll go over 51.5 for the game. My official picks, scores, you want to play correct score and have fun with that. 27-23 Ravens, they cover the number. 30-27 49ers, they do not cover the number. That's a Lions cover, and the Lions late have a real chance, if they can make a play, to get to the Super Bowl. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and following the podcast. Have a great weekend. Enjoy what is a great, great day of football. The final true football Sunday of the year. And, of course, we'll do a lot on the Super Bowl and props and everything you can bet on, the coin toss and the anthem. And we'll get ready for Super Bowl 58 coming up in a few weeks. Appreciate everyone listening. Yeah, and, of course, subscribing to the YouTube page. Don't forget, check it out, 94WIP. Appreciate everyone that makes this podcast a part of your daily and weekly. Listen, good luck. Let's try to win some big money. We won some last Sunday. Let's do it again on WIP Daily.